The Negotiating Committee of United Steelworkers Local 2251 issued a statement Monday addressing membership concerns about why a vote on Algoma Steel's final offer won't take place until the end of August. As SU Today reported on Friday, Local 2251 will hold meetings to present its position on Algoma's final offer to its membership on Thursday, August 25. Voting on the offer is scheduled for August 29, 30 and 31. The following is the full text of a statement issued Monday to Local 2251's 2,000 members. There have been comments made regarding the amount of time that the union is taking in holding the vote for the company's last best final offer. The fact of the matter is, the union is not bringing a memorandum to the members. When the union brings a memorandum to the members, the requirement to give notice is not the same as the notice requirement for special general membership meetings. We are not bringing a memorandum of agreement to the members. We are bringing an offer from the company to the negotiating committee, which was then circulated by the union to our members. To be absolutely clear, the union is bringing the offer to the members, recommending that the members reject it unanimously as it is not a good offer. This creates the situation that this is a special general membership called by the president for the purpose of discussing an offer by the company that is not a memorandum, is not signed by any parties, and is resoundingly recommended to be rejected by the negotiating committee. This offer was not made to the members at all, it was only advertised to the members. The offer was actually made to the negotiating committee. It is common practice to give members 2 weeks' notice for a special, and that is the reason for the date that the meeting has been scheduled. In solidarity, your negotiating committee, Mike Duprat, Mark Molinaro, Luca Robobaro, Bob Roussan, Marino De Gregorio, Janice Merrick.